The Weekly Dish podcast is presented by Common Ground Minnesota. Food and farming conversations from Minnesota women in agriculture. Learn more at commongroundminnesota.com or follow them on Instagram at Common Ground MINN.
Hey, everybody, it's Steph March for Common Ground Minnesota, and I love talking about women in agriculture. The women of Common Ground Minnesota are volunteers who are taking their time to chat with you about what it's like to live on a farm and grow food in Minnesota. Here's some really great news about this group. They have just launched a newsletter that you can basically sign up for at commongroundminnesota.com, and you get the latest events, giveaways, delicious recipes, all sorts of great stories from the farm. And I got to tell you, it's just a really cool thing to get into your inbox every month. And it's kind of a way in. If you're wondering, like, I don't know what I'm going to ask when I go to Common Ground, Minnesota. Well, this is just an introduction and a way to get you guys to meet the farmers at Common Ground, Minnesota. The Common Ground Minnesota volunteers, remember, their goal is to be a resource for your food and farming questions. Don't forget, check them out on Instagram at Common Ground, M-I-N-N, commongroundminnesota.com. Yummy!
To hour two of the Weekly Dish radio show, where we're celebrating Stephanie Much.
Oh,
she's
all day
50.
50 all day, and then tomorrow I won't be 50 anymore.
Tomorrow you'll just be yourself. If you were Lori Bargini, you'd be having like a month long of birthdays. That's birthday July.
Well, I mean, I'm not against birthday month, other than the fact that my birthday month, of course, is January, which means everybody starts go out January going, ugh.
Right.
I got to eat a salad. Right. And then I'm dry January. So it's not like January birthday month is a big party month.
Well.
But but I do think that having it at the very end of January has always been great. It's always freezing cold.
Yes.
And that's, I kind of love that, to be quite honest with you. And then I love the fact that it's kind of like, you know, I think by the time my birthday rolls around, people are ready to kind of be like, yeah, okay, I'm done with like, you know, that. I'm ready to go and have fun.
Yeah.
And there's the winter. Carnival has always been on my birthday.
Yes.
Sometimes the Super Bowl, like frozen in the whole sculptures. 50 years, has been on my birthday.
Today is the Lopit activities this weekend. I'm going to do on Sunday night the Luminary Lopit Walk.
Yes. Tickets for those sold out, I think.
Yeah. I live in Golden Valley now, so I try to participate in Golden Valley things. Oh, hilarious.
Is the Lopit Walk a Golden Valley thing?
Well, it's in Theater Worth Park this year.
Oh, it's in Theater Worth
Park.
They
moved it. So, yeah. So I'm excited about it.
Good.
Okay. This is the part of the show where we tell you two things that we are obsessed with in the top two and hour two.
Give him the 0-1-2! One, two, one, two. And now the Weekly Dish presents...
Top two, top two.
The top two...
Pick your best two.
...in hour two.
All right, give me two. Winning.
Okay.
All right.
Things we're obsessed with. Do you want me to go first?
Yes, I would, Stephanie.
Okay. First thing I'm going to tell you about is something called labne or labna.
Labne.
I don't know. I don't want to get it the wrong, but it is basically, if you've heard of labne, L-A-B-N-E-H, and it's basically what I started getting kind of curious about it when I got the Turkish bagels from Cafe Ceres.
Yep.
You know, those beautiful sesame seed covered things, and they come with labne. And I was like, what is, it was like a cream cheese. And I thought, spreadable. I was like, okay, I don't know. I don't know anything. I mean, like, I've never, this is not a part of my life.
Okay.
And I know that it's a large part of, I think, the Jewish community and the Mediterranean community, they all, this is definitely a piece of their life. And it's so easy to make. And so I started making it at home because it's delicious. It's lighter than cream cheese and it's got a little bit of a tang and it's just kind of, I don't know. I'm very excited by it. I can't wait to see how I change it up and use it. But basically what we're talking about here, kids, 2 cups of whole milk or 2% Greek yogurt, which I have in my fridge, and then a little bit of salt. That's it. That's all you need. And then you wrap it up in your cheesecloth and you put it in your strainer and you let it sit in your fridge for a couple of days and drain all the liquids and you kind of squeeze it. And it's basically that and like draining the liquid out of it. And then what you're left with is sort of this lovely, spreadable, soft, tangy cheese.
Huh.
I know.
Because I make cucumber, yogurt, cilantro, mint salad.
Yeah.
Like probably once a week.
Yeah. And I've just been eating Greek yogurt, like I've been putting it in, but I've always loved it savory. So like
Yeah.
That's the thing, is I often put like oregano or garlic into it and then, you know, put that on top of, but I've just been using it as yogurt. And so I love the idea of this as being a little bit easier. And then Bon Appetit had this great article that was like 13 ways, you know, to use labneh.
Chickpea and chard with poached eggs.
Yes.
Yum.
I mean, spreading it on toast is a big thing. And that's what I've been doing it. But they're like using it as like a cheese spread on crackers. And you can like use preserved lemons in it. And one of the other recipes has it where you kind of roll it into balls after it's kind of firm, because it's going to have that goat cheesy sort of texture after you drain all the moisture out. Mm-hmm. And then you roll it into like a ball and then you submerge it in olive oil with lemon and herbs. And then it becomes this sort of like herbed preserved cheese. Oh, I loved it.
Huh.
I'm super excited by it. And then like also as a base, sort of like, you know how like the hummus bowls, people put a swash of hummus. Yep. If you can put like a little kind of swath of this stuff, And then put on your veg, or maybe your, I was thinking about this pork shoulder I'm doing today. I might make a bowl with like a little labneh and then
a little farro.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Mint, actually, I have some
parsley, cilantro, a little herby salad,
purple rice. I was thinking purple rice in this.
That'd be pretty.
I'm mixing it all up. So anyway, yum. That's a little thing. It's easy to do and it's inexpensive if you think about it, because yep. It's just Greek yogurt and salt, and it just takes a little time, and it might just like give you a new fresh ingredient to use this winter.
I'm going to try this.
Do it.
Labneh.
Labneh.
Okay. This would go well with your labneh.
Labneh.
It is basbas salsa.
Oh.
It is a product that is made in the Twin Cities. It is a complement to things like samosas or naan. It is a salsa that's made with jalapeno, cilantro, onions, and lemon. And Hoyo Foods makes it. It's a Somali-owned food company.
Yes.
And I had it probably the first time about 3 years ago. And I had it with the sambusas that they sell in the frozen section.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is a frozen sambusa, but what is this? Like, I just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it at the grocery store recently and I bought it. And I really like the taste of cilantro, and it's a salsa, but it's sort of thicker. So I've been using it to mix into like yogurt as a salad.
Yeah.
And then putting cucumbers and other cilantro in there as a garnish.
Yes.
We used it as a white bean chili base.
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
It's just really delicious. It's called Basbas, B-A-S-B-A-A-S, and it's made by Somali women in the Twin Cities.
I love it. I love it.
Basbas.
Basbas. How do you spell it?
B-A-S-B-A-A-S. Basbas.
Basbas. Okay. All right. So the second thing I'm going to have is that I have been on a little personal journey. here's some personal news, which is, you know, my favorite entry. Some personal news on Twitter. No, it's not really personal news, you guys. It's basically I've been drinking a lot of bubbles in January because I've just sort of been feeling like, you know, we go through the holidays and we drink all these bubbles and we don't think about it because we're just like partying. And I, at the end of January or at the beginning of January, I bought a whole bunch of bottles of bubbles. I don't know why. And I just was like,
why not? Answer.
Exactly. But I mean, I'm just by myself in house.
Which is dangerous territory for me.
Right. Because, and it's harder because I mean, red wine, I can make that bottle last for like a week.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like bubbles, you start to lose. And the pressure, my God, to use your bubbles.
You put the fork in it upside down?
No, I have a spectacular bubble keeper.
Okay, I want to know what that is.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, mine was a gift from, it was a Veuve. It's like a Veuve Cloquet, you know, Clicquot top, but they're available. So what I'll do is I will find one that people can buy that matches up to it, because it just is literally like a little stopper, and then it hooks. You snap it down so that it hooks onto the lip of the bottle so that it seals it. There are no bubbles getting out.
Okay. Cause I think if I had that, I would drink champagne more often because I'm alone. My husband doesn't drink it. So.
That's my point. So that we're in the same boat. So here's the thing that I've been drinking though. I have not been drinking champagne. And when I say bubbles, it's interesting because I've been drinking Pet Nat.
What is a Pet Nat? You've been talking about this on your Instagram. I'm like, what is Pet Nat?
And I was hoping people would actually go look it up, honestly, because
come on,
it's a lot of work. Now, I wrote an article 2 years ago about the rise of Pet Nat. And what it is petulant naturel, which is that's this French term. And it's basically...
It's kind of describing yourself.
It is a little bit. I am a little bit petulant and natural.
Natural.
I am. I feel maybe that's why it's January for bubbles. But basically, you have to remember that this is just a sparkling wine. It's a more natural process than champagne. If you want to break it down, it's Pet Nat is a wine that they bottle during initial fermentation, and the sugars from the grapes provide the bubbles. So most champagnes are, you know, they have a secondary fermentation that gives the bubbles, and then they bottle them after that. And this one is the byproducts of this process. The bubbles come naturally.
So is it less bubbly or smaller bubble?
It's kind of a dice throw because it's everybody has different processes. There's different terroir. There's different mixes. There's whole sorts of things. But so basically you're kind of agreeing to crack into a bottle that is a little bit, it could be funky and it is maybe not as like refined, you know, and there might be some sediment in it and stuff. I have just been enjoying trying them. And I have to tell you that Lakeside Wines, which is my local liquor store out in Long Lake, they also own Lowry Hill Liquors in Uptown, if that's easier for people to get to. But they have just been stocking them. And I mean, it's not because I'm asking about them. I don't know, or maybe it is. But I've been finding these Pet Nats on their shelves and just buying them. And they're interesting and delicious. And I've been really learning about it. So I'm excited by it.
Okay, so find me the bubble.
Yeah.
Well, we'll come back. We'll give you the last one on the other side. It kind of fits into the Super Bowl theme.
Okay, good. Let's
take a break. You're listening to The Weekly Dish. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Stephanie Hansen from Weekly Dish, and I just moved from my townhome in St. Paul to a single family home in Golden Valley. I have bought and sold 3 homes in the last 5 years, so while I feel like I should be an expert in buying and selling, I am not. I called on the real experts, Carrie Augst and Sue Durfee from Lakes Area Realty at carrieandsue.com. They helped me, and they will help you find the home that's right for you. When I bought my home, it was stressful. We wrote 3 purchase agreements, and I dumped one home after inspection because it just wasn't right for me. When you're making such a huge purchase, you want to work with experienced agents. Carrie and Sue are just that, and they are really responsive and can meet your needs quickly. They are a small but mighty team, and they were super hands-on at every step. I even got Carrie to show me 3 homes one afternoon, and I didn't even have an appointment scheduled. I just drove into a neighborhood that I loved, and I called her. Not what I'd recommend, but it does happen. So if you're walking down this road of buying a home for the first time, or if you're selling your home and you want to downsize, call Carrie Augst and Sue Durfee at Lakes Area Realty. That's Carrie at carrieandsue.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Weekly Dish. We are 1 week from the Super Bowl. Can we say that? Sports ball?
We
can say it. We can say it. We just can't sell anything around it.
You guys, I'm going to do 3 wing recipes next week.
Right.
And I'm going to do an Instant Pot, a slow cooker, and an oven wing.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you some wings to order if you want to do that. But yeah, like normally Super Bowl is our jam.
Well,
like we got the whole spread and
here's the thing though. But Super Bowl is always a couch thing anyway. To me, this is no different.
But nothing is different. Who's even watched any games or cares?
Well, I never do. It's all about the commercials.
But usually you're at least cooking chili while your husband's watching it.
I'm still cooking. That's what I'm saying. For me, nothing is different. I don't care about the teams. Weekend. What?
We get to watch The Weeknd do the halftime show. That'll be cool.
Is that who it is? I was going to ask if you
knew. He apparently had to spend $7 million of his own money on the production.
He's a weirdo. I love his music, but the whole face thing that's going on with
him.
I know.
I'm interested in all of it.
Or if it's
stunt.
It was a stunt.
It's not real. That's not his real face. No.
The plastic surgery.
The Joker.
Botch.
Yeah. No, I love it.
I do too. Performance art like that. I am in for. Oh my God. We haven't even talked about.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to talk about something important next segment.
Okay, Patrick Mahomes, too, 25-year-old quarterback. I kind of like his story.
I don't know.
And then against Tom Brady, who's 42. Like, I don't like Tom Brady, but I do admire his work ethic and how he's taking care of his body. And I think that's a real study in your health matters.
Okay.
So I guess maybe I'm more interested in it than I thought.
I guess you actually know way more about it than I do, which is, hey, when is the game on? When do the commercials start?
What are the snacks?
And what am I eating?
There's no commercials this year. No one's doing big commercials.
There's some.
I know.
There will be commercials. Are you kidding me?
They're going to be internet companies you've never heard of that just short sailed and made $62 million on the stock market.
Listen, I think, well, I know that they have said that Bud Light isn't doing it. And it was this big thing. They're like, but Bud and Michelob are still. I'm like,
and Pepsi's not, but Mountain Dew is.
Right. I just was like, it's sort of this really ridiculous bar that's been set. But let me tell you this. I think that the Independent Restaurant Coalition has a commercial during the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And it should be really cool because I think it was shot here.
Okay.
Let's just leave it at that.
Was that what you were going to tell us? Was that the secret?
I have many secrets, but not that secret. This secret we're going to talk about is here's what I want you guys to know. The Thanksgiving meal kits that we all, you know, that we talked about ad nauseum and that, you know, we all, you know,
everyone supported, bought and sold.
You guys, that saved restaurants. I'm not kidding you. I've heard over and over and over again that because of the shutdown, the Thanksgiving meal kits and the Christmas meal kits, they saved them. There are places that were like, we would have totally gone under if that we had not sold meal kits.
Well, that makes me so happy.
I know.
And that is something that we could all participate in and do.
I know. And that's why I thought, okay, so I normally will be a person who is like, I'm going to make my little beef sandwiches or I'm going to make like, you know, sheet pan nachos. I might do some Super Bowl snacking takeout because I think it supports the restaurants more than we think. And it's a boost. And especially now, especially, you know, like Super Bowl isn't a day that they would normally have, but they have upped their game. There are some really great snacks out there. So let's start with Spoon and Stable, which is not the place you would normally think.
I was like, Gavin Kaysen is doing weenie wraps. What is happening? He's doing a tailgate takeout. Pot roast nachos, pigs in a blanket, take and bake, but they have house-made chorizo and puff pastry with a red pepper aioli.
I would take that over a regular pig in a blanket any day.
Caramelized French onion dip. He's making seven-layer dip.
That's what I'm saying. Looks delicious. Why not? And spicy tamarind chicken drummies. Like, tamarind chicken drummies.
And caramel chocolate shortbread. Hello. Yeah,
I know. So that's Spoon and Stable has this great, and you can order them a la carte. You can pick one, you can pick some, you can pick all, you can do whatever you want. I love that idea. So they're one. And by the way, these are all listed in the feed, which I think we'll link to if I haven't. I always
pre
forget
order
to put it
for
on
that
it.
Is to pick up on Saturday, February 6th. So
yes, you have to do that. Okay, so let's talk about Trattoria Mucci's. Mm-hmm. So they have a great grab and take and bake thing that's going on. They have a $75 kit. You get two pizzas, 24 wings. So two pizzas, 24 wings, a family salad, and a dessert pizza.
That sounds really good.
That sounds like a lot of good food, right?
Yum.
And you can mix and match and build your own if you want to. You don't have to, like, that's the, like, they'll give you the kit, or you can just choose a couple pizzas or choose a couple salads or whatever you want to do. I love the sandwich platters at Alma that they're doing. They've got a sandwich platter for $36 with stacks of like roasted turkey. They've got a mushroom sandwich. They've got prime rib. Or you can do like their Super Bowl platter with ribs, wings, and shrimp cocktail.
Yum.
For $55. Okay, we have to talk about Six Smith because they're absolutely going crazy. They have 4 to 6 people packs, which I feel like, okay, but if it's just me, I'm still going to get that. And they have the fat burger box with wings. I mean, I don't know if you've seen those or not. The fat burger, the fat pants burger.
Oh, yes, I have seen the fat burger.
Yeah, okay. So, well, this is 6 halves of a fat burger with American cheese, cheddar, fondue, bacon jam, yada, 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 french fries, 2 dozen dry rub chicken wings with celery and blue cheese for $88.
Okay.
That's a huge thing. They've got a ribs and chicken feast, a full rack of ribs. A roasted half chicken with beans, coleslaw, JoJo potatoes, and all that stuff. Biscuits for $68. And they've got short rib chili with a baguette for $45, which is a pretty great deal with like tortilla strips and cheddar cheese and all the good things.
Okay, I did pull up the Super Bowl box of the burgers from Six Smith for Super Bowl Sunday, and boom.
Yeah.
That looks
amazing. You could
amazing.
Do that. You could do that. And 2 dozen ribbon. Dry rub wings and 6 halves, so 3 burgers, 3 huge burgers
plus french fries.
Yeah
Yum.
I'm saying it. Yep. I'm saying it. And then
that
of course
good.
Our pals at Animales are they're back. They have the whole brisket again. They've got a whole pork shoulder and they've got a whole tub of queso. Just go ham
with a tub of queso.
Can you imagine? Okay, I actually want to talk about something that we haven't talked about. We haven't talked about the SpaghettiOs pie lady.
I watched the SpaghettiOs pie video on Twitter, and you had to watch it 2 times
you
because
did.
She was so slow the first time.
Well, But you understand. Let's talk about this because you guys understand that there's an entire genre of food making out there that is a joke. It is performance art. She also, this is Janelle Flom, by the way. She's a local woman.
I saw that she used the Kowalski's Market garlic salt.
Yes, and she is from Eden Prairie, I guess, and she has an Edina bag and a couple of her other videos. But here's the deal. Like, I loved the outrage. This was last Saturday, which is really funny that I think about this, because Saturday night, I was sitting there, and I was just on Twitter and hanging out on my couch, and it was like, it kind of was blowing up, and I just thought it was so much fun. People were like, what is this? You know, and they're horrified because what she basically did was she took a frozen pie shell. She dumped a can of the Wiener SpaghettiOs in it. She added milk, for God's sakes. She shredded a bunch of cheese on top. And then she took four pieces of wheat bread, put butter on them and garlic salt, and then smashed them with her forearms instead of the rolling pin, which was sitting next to the cutting board. And she just did this all with like, and then you're going to want to do this. And then she was doing the cooking video shtick, right? And she puts the bread on top. This is a family recipe. You guys are going to love this. She puts it in the oven. And then she takes it out. And she's like, this is my best one yet. And she just takes it out. And then the video ends, right?
Was it a joke?
It is a joke. This is what they do. If you look on Facebook and TikTok and everything else, the idea is sort of causing this fervor, and like, the longer they get you to watch is the more that they win. This woman broke into Chrissy Teigen's feed. She got into Kim Severson of the New York Times feed. She broke into everything by dropping jaws. That's her performance art. Okay. And that was beautiful. She has another recipe, you guys, for Sprite pie. Have you seen this?
I have a Mountain Dew cookbook right now.
No. She dumps a can of Sprite into a pie shell, throws in 4 teaspoons of flour on top and sprinkles some cinnamon sugar, puts it in the oven as it's not mixed. It is just like, and you never see the final product because there is no final product. But I love the fact that people were like, I want to see, like, what am I supposed to do? I need a recipe for this. I'm like, you have fallen into her wonderful trap. And this is the thing. It was fun. And it was also great because we didn't think about all the bad things for a little while. Like, we were just all whipped up over SpaghettiOs pie. You know what I mean? But I wanted to talk about it because I know a lot of people were kind of like, you know, like, where they were like, where's the recipe and how can this be real? And I want to see them cut into it. I'm like, it doesn't actually exist.
More dribs and drabs when we come back on The Weekly Dish.
Try a Dirt Alert at the top of every hour, plus extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20 and 12:20 with Elizabeth Reese, and at 5:20 with Holly Roberts on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. 'Cause I know when my heart beats,
the diva. There she is, Mariah Carey. Doot. Have you seen, this is a little pop culture moment, and have you seen Miley Cyrus do the tiny concerts?
No, I saw that she's very blonde.
She remodeled like her bedroom she created her childhood bedroom in this like little square box and then performed 3 songs in it.
Oh, huge.
It's pretty epic if you're interested in her. She's becoming really, I wasn't a huge fan of hers when she had the Miley Cyrus show and she was just kind of a dumb kid with all the pot smoking and everything. But I feel like everybody's getting to understand what a performance artist she is. And
yeah. Well, she's been an artist her entire life.
Yeah. And kind of what, yeah, I was real down for it.
On a side note, a side pop culture note, can I say how excited I am for the Britney Spears doc coming out?
You can, but if it's going to be sad, I don't know.
I'm ready to fight for Britney. So
is she producing it? Or
I don't know. It's the Free Britney thing because, you know, she's under her dad's control still. And I'm all about, if we can get more people to like understand that she's kind of, I think she might be a prisoner at this point.
Okay.
These are the feels that I still need to, you know,
work through.
And I have to also investigate a little bit more.
Yeah, because I feel like maybe she's really mentally ill and needs support.
I don't think she's ill anymore. I think she's leveled out. And I think she probably could use support, but she probably doesn't need to be like, what it sounds like her dad is like, he's the one who like forced her to go on the road and earn a couple million. She's earned millions of dollars and it all is under his control. She can't get a credit card.
Okay.
On her own. Right. Like that's the what's wrong with it for me. If you're out there earning the monies, anyway, you're right. We should wait until the documentary comes
out. I'm like, okay. Right. Here's what I can be outraged about with you today.
Okay.
Stephanie March.
What?
What is going on with the Subway tuna sandwich?
There's so many.
Yeah. The Washington Post is reporting that the tuna in the Subway tuna sandwich.
Yes, yes.
That has the appearance of tuna does not constitute tuna. So multiple lab samples of the found tuna not only say that it's not tuna, which we know there's lots of tuna imitators, but not fish at all.
Yeah.
So it's not just that it's not tuna, friends. It's that it's not fish. So I'm left with this gaping hole of
sawdust.
What is it? Yes.
Sawdust.
Sawdust? It tastes like tuna?
Yeah.
It's Frankenfood of the highest order?
Yeah.
And I don't get the tuna sub. I get the tuna salad. I get a salad.
You get tuna?
Occasionally I do.
At Subway?
Occasionally I do. When I'm on the road and there's no other healthy choices, we will pull into the Subway drive-thru. I'll get a salad with a hunk of tuna on it with a ton of jalapenos, banana peppers, pickles, and the olive oil and vinaigrette. That's what I eat on spinach. That would seem like a reasonably healthy alternative to the Big Mac. But no, I'm eating something that's not even tuna. What is it?
I don't know, but I don't. My whole thing is I don't eat something like that. That's composed. I would never order tuna like that from a place. It's more of the fact of like, I have a very specific need for when I make a dish of tuna salad. You know what I mean? I have my own recipe and that's about all I want to eat. So I would never order it from somebody else. But I also think, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, the years that we had the whole thing of, Is that really walleye or is it not walleye? And they tested the fish, remember?
Yes.
But then for this to say that it's not fish, that just freaks me out completely.
Yeah,
but what is it? Is it chicken? Is it like a byproduct that's
just been...
They're
not saying. And here's what's weirder. The chicken, they also in Quebec did a study and sued Subway in a class action lawsuit that the chicken strips that they use, or the chicken, was only 53.6% chicken.
So is it filler?
Sawdust is the other 47%. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, there's fillers. I mean, there's definitely like water and saline. You could say that. There's definitely things. And then if you're counting a chicken strip, it could be the coating and everything else that they're, you know, I'm just saying that they fill it. They do pump that full of, you know, saline. I don't know if they count that as an ingredient or not.
I don't know.
I fast food is tough, kids. That's why it's, you know, I mean,
tasty.
Like, you're kind of rolling the dice with it, I guess.
I knew when they said that it wasn't tuna, I was like, well, I'm not surprised by that because they use fake sticks
when you buy sushi, it's like,
and
it's not
like,
really
is
crab.
Is it pollock? Is it cod? Like, okay.
Pollock, and that's probably what it is. It's probably pollock.
No, it's not even fish, Stephanie.
It's not even fish.
It is not even fish. That's why I'm so disturbed. If it had said it's something else, I'd be like, oh, okay, not super surprised. It's just like the walleye controversy. It's still fish. It wasn't walleye. Okay.
Yeah.
Not great, but I can get my mind around that I ate a different fish.
Right.
It's not even fish.
Did you see about their bread, though? That their bread has been classified as cake in France because it's so much sugar in it that it's actually not bread. It's cake.
Yes. But it's still bread. It's still
But it's also hard because people are like what you're saying. People choose Subway because they think it's a healthier option. And this is the point where it's more disturbing.
I'm
like,
a rube.
You go to McDonald's.
I've been taken.
You know what you're signing up for.
And then sometimes you do that.
And you go to Subway and you feel like you're signing up for something else.
I feel like I'm getting this healthy, spinachy, pickly salad with a little tuna on it, and I'm eating sawdust.
And they sell that. That's been their marketing campaign for a long, long time. Has been, you know, Jared and all the badness of that.
Okay, here's my next drib and drab. I just need to tell you, and this is, I have paid $4.99 to be part of the Discovery Plus family.
Oh, monthly.
I have paid for the app. I had a 7-day trial, and here's what I watched in my 7-day trial. And you guys, I'm not proud, but I'm also not ashamed.
Okay.
Chip and Joanna Gaines. I never really got them on the Fixer Upper thing. I think I watched it a couple times. I'm not really.
I've never been a home person. Yeah.
Her TV show, Joanna's Kitchen.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Well,
the kitchen's excellent. She's excellent.
Why?
The cooking's excellent.
I'm going to need more signifiers.
It's a beautiful kitchen.
Okay.
She makes food that looks approachable.
Okay.
She screws up.
Oh.
She's normal.
She's okay.
She looks regular.
She does not look regular.
She does. She looks regular. She's not trying to be all like pioneer woman and acting like I'm not living on a $6 million ranch.
Okay. I'll give you that.
She's just herself. She's a mom of four kids. She makes mistakes. I fell so deep into the hole during my diverticulitis bout.
Yeah.
I watched all of the episodes. There were four. There's a fifth one that's been released. I also watched Home on the Road, which is Chip and Joanna's friends. And it is Donna Summer's daughter.
Okay.
And her husband. And they have a band called Johnny Swim.
Okay.
And they're adorable.
Okay.
And they're like real friends with Chip and Joanna. And you get this like whole like we're friends vibe. And they have kids too. And they're on the tour bus. And it's like, what is it like to be on the tour bus? I fell so deep into that hole. I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Then Floor It. Who wants to watch a show about a family that makes flower seeds? I do. I watched the entire thing about this. How hard it is to make seeds and grow flowers. Then I watched the Lost Kitchen. Lost Kitchen is a restaurant in Vermont, and they only take reservations by postcards, and they're only open in the summer. And then coronavirus happened, and they had to not open the night. Like, I'm so upside down in that.
Yes.
I could just keep going. Chip ran a marathon, and he ran a marathon with Gabby from the Twin Cities, who was the runner from the University of Minnesota ended up dying of cancer.
Yeah.
And he has donated over $500 million to her charity because he's had a marathon twice in Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
So I watched the documentary about him preparing for the marathon. You guys, okay, it gets better. All of the Food Network stuff is on there. And the old Food Network stuff that you liked, where you actually liked the Barefoot Contessa, Giada and Bobby, like where they actually cook food.
Yeah.
Chuck's Day Off. Even like Sandra Lee's old stuff is on there. Your Good Eats that you like. Like, I am
Well,
just,
you are really excited.
You don't even know.
Yeah.
And I'm so funny because my sister has liked Chip and Joanna for years. And then that Magnolia Cookbook came out and I wanted to hate it, but we kind of liked it.
Well, and it sold... It was the best-selling book
and it's kind of a good cookbook
of that year. It was insane.
Did someone want to call in and comment? No, just the usual.
Just the usual. Okay.
Anyway, I just was wanting to you guys to know, if this is your jam, I'm here with you. I paid my $4.99, and I haven't even gotten into the Discovery Planet part. But last night, Kurt came to bed. He's like, what are you watching? I'm like, a show about a lady that's gathering flower seeds.
Oh, my God. Wait, are you watching on your phone or on your computer?
My phone. Oh. I lay in bed and because I had diverticulitis, I couldn't get out of bed for 3 days.
No,
it hurt so bad.
No, I mean, muzzles, sit in your bed, watch everything from your bed. I just, for me, like on my phone is too small, I think now. It just feels like I'm hunched and like trying to get closer and in. That's my only thing with these streaming things. You have to watch them. Okay, so
I've been doing yoga on my phone too.
My internet TV is in the basement and then the upstairs one doesn't connect, so I can't like. Get them on there. And so I'm sort of like, do I have to buy a new TV for this future of streaming things?
Yes.
I know.
You do. Or I'll give you one maybe if we get a different one because we're having some TV issues and we have
Give me your broken one. Thanks.
No,
that'd be
right. It's not the TV. It's the, we need a different kind. But it still streams. So, all right. That's it. That's my dribs and drabs.
Love it.
Get your $4.99 Discovery Plus app. If you're like me, you're going to love these cooking shows. It was great. And I'm all on board the Chip and Joanna Gaines bandwagon, and I know.
Would you buy the magazines? Would you subscribe?
I think I would, and I know they had some weirdness about their church, so I had to research that
to make sure.
Their church is very fundamental, which isn't my jam necessarily.
They don't love the gays,
but I think they've been pretty decent about their having their beliefs and not imposing them on everybody else, which is what I care about the most.
Yep, me too.
So there you go.
There it is.
We'll be back with Locals to Love. Okay, we're still talking about my Discovery Plus Magnolia Network obsession.
The entire break, she has not stopped talking at me about this network. It is, I mean,
I'm so embarrassed. But
it was
just
like
it
was like you verbally vomited so much love for Chip and Joanna Gaines just right then.
I did. Because flowers, running, and the tragedy of running, and the joy of running, and all the things running brings. Because running is like my, I love running and I hate it. And then food. And just like, I don't know, humanity. Need a show on the Magnolia Network. I don't even know what it would be. I can't even do a Facebook cooking live because I'm so embarrassed about, like, you know, I'd like touch my hair or I'd pull a piece of something out of the food that
fell
in.
Well, let me just say, those are not the same. Like when you do something yourself and you're here versus a highly produced thing, it's a whole different world.
Good. Okay. So I don't have to feel so embarrassing.
No, you're good. So, okay. There it is. Hey, there's a lot of fun stuff going on outside right now.
Is it snowing yet? Not yet. I think your snowing prediction is off.
Hope? Can you corroborate the fact that it's supposed to snizzle this afternoon?
Like after 3.
First kadurzel, freezing drizzle.
Yeah.
Do you remember that term?
Right. Snizzle. So I'm right, right?
I mean, it could change, but that's what it looks like.
I'm going to be out somewhere.
You're right.
With my boots and my Christmas present was the long coat. The one like you have that goes to the ground. Where has that been my whole life?
I don't know why it took people so long to embrace. Like, I've had this now for 3 years. I call it it only really comes out in January. The polar vortex.
I'm gonna call it my drinking coat.
It's my polar vortex. It can be a drinking coat for sure.
Because that's all we're doing outside, our drinking coat.
It is because you get to sit on it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then you wrap it around your legs.
Yes.
It's perfection.
Yes.
And here's the thing. There are so many great things. Like, have you at all visited the Sociable Ciderworks rink?
No, but that's maybe what I want to do today.
I think maybe you should because you can just walk up. So they have a rink. They have a huge rink. And no reservations are needed. It's open every day. It's in their parking lot. You know, they've got Sammy's Avenue Eatery food truck there. They've got hard cider and they have fire pits and they have all sorts of stuff. People can skate. And there's also people do curling. They have like pickup curling going on.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And so that's kind of a fun deal to do. I will tell you that the ice maze in Stillwater is making all the splash.
Yep.
You know about this?
Yeah. I'm afraid to go to Stillwater and Hudson. I don't want to be one of those people that go to these small towns and overwhelm them.
Oh, I think they don't
want me to come.
They want you to come and spend money and support them. That's interesting. Yeah. No, they want you there. And if you could like stop and buy a couple things along the way as you go, that would be great. They have the ice maze is there is a bar in it. So like there's an outside ice bar.
I'm really excited about that. Leo's malt shop that's expanding and making a bigger patio because that's a sweet little spot down there.
That will be wonderful. I know.
Handsome Hogs got their ice bar out.
Yes. They opened February 1st, I think.
Okay.
Or did they start
the gun.
Yeah, I think you're doing. Yeah. But I mean, you know, I know that we talked about the Volsteads and, you know, Tequila Butcher. They have all been cranking with their ice bars out there, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. Like Tequila Butcher out in Chanhassen is where Lisa Timmick, is where like they have like a big ice cactus on the patio, which I think is hysterical.
That's great.
I know, lots of fun things.
Udapils all month of February, isn't it? Like $4 beers.
Yeah, Udapils is celebrating their fourth birthday with like so many deals. Every day, I feel like it's like $4 beers, pints, and then they're also doing live music and they're doing beer releases and all this kind of fun stuff. They've got it pretty dialed in, I think. And I do think that people are saying that it's been a little tough to get in there. Like there's been some long waits. And I think go during the week, go on a Monday or Tuesday.
For sure.
But there is something coming that I think is kind of fun because I think Minnesota Ice, you know, who's been building all the bars and everything else, and Get Knit Events have kind of paired up to do this cool thing called the Ice Sculpture Exploration. And what they're doing is they've hidden or they're about to hide 25 different ice sculptures all around the metro. And it's like a scavenger hunt. So you pay like $20, you get a map sent to you, and then you work the map. And then every time you go to a spot, you like get a stamp on your map or whatever, you find it, you know, you get a check off, and then there you have like drink specials and food specials.
I love it.
I think that's such a great idea.
So that's a lot of fun. So that's February 9th. That starts there. It's a Get Knit Events Ice Sculptural Exploration.
Okay, can I ask you a serious question?
Okay.
What do you wear for these outdoor adventures? Because I'm going to be adventuring in the next 2 days. I'm doing the Luminary Lopit. Yeah. I got some plans to get outside. What do you wear when you're like drinking outside besides your floor to ceiling coat?
So I have plans. So I wear I wear the Sorels for okay. sure, but I have these great thermal like leggings. I don't wear snow pants because I don't have like snow pants, but I have these great thermal leggings okay. from Athleta that I bought that the heavy duty, like I've always done outside running. And yep. so I'm always looking for those.
So like you're the wind jammers, your
you remember
pants,
those? Yep. Yeah. And so I'm always looking for those kind of running pants because that's the part that gets the coldest to me. Is your legs. And so these tend to be my sledding pants now because they're so thick. But they're great. But they're also movable. I feel like when I'm in the bibs and all that stuff, it's like I can't really move.
Yeah.
You know? So
vintage snowmobile suit finally ripped out.
Oh, did it? Yeah.
I sat down and it went.
But these, and I think like I always just wear like a t-shirt and a sweatshirt because I usually get, you know, when you're wearing your big coat, yeah. I also can't get like too thick. Because then
Michelin man, and
the
you can't
moving
move.
Thing is important to me. I have to be able to move my arms and stuff when I talk, I guess. But and of course, if you're not wearing a hat, you just don't get a Minnesota card punch.
Yeah, the hat, because you do lose all the heat from your head.
Yeah.
When I was bald, that was a big learning is how much heat you lose when you don't have hair. And I was cold all the time.
Yeah. Seriously.
You know, it's okay. 10 yeah. years, February 17th, friends.
Really?
10 years of being cancer free.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have another
a big moment next weekend. I'll probably cry again.
Yeah. Well,
and then I'll probably cry the weekend after that because sure. it'll be the 20th. I'll just keep crying all month of February because I'm so damn happy to be alive.
There it is. That's exactly.
Yeah,
there it is.
That's right.
There it is. Hey, I did want to shout out that Good Acre, especially for the people who listen to our show. The Good Acre is offering a couple classes called So You Want to Start a Food Business. And I thought that was really interesting yes. because I feel like people have, you know, I've seen things on the internet of people like, oh, I'll teach you how to do this. And I'm always a little wary of it. But the Good Acre knows they're a food
Absolutely.
Hub and they know how people, you know, they know about business. They know about bringing things to market and you know, distribution. So the first one they have, excuse me, is defining your proposition. And that's on February 24th. And these are online. You know what I mean? So these are workshops online. And it's a virtual interactive discussion group with real world examples, focused writing prompts, you know, to help create and define. Like,
what's your why?
What's your why?
Why are you doing it?
Yeah.
You
and also, can this be a thing? Like, is your super jar of salsa, is that a thing? And will it be a good business? All this stuff. And then they have on March 3rd, one called Creating a One Page Business Plan and Licensing 101. Magic.
Yeah, the licensing is a big part
Magic.
Of what you do.
They take the fear out of business plan writing. They said they're going to help you create a one-page plan. They're going to talk
LLC.
About yep, working into exactly licensing and regulation. They're going to break it down, and it's a Q&A, and so they've got all this stuff.
Should you be a cottage business? Should you be yes. a wholesale yes. retailer? There's all different kinds of licensing.
Yes. I mean, like, it's such a crazy idea that, you know, like, how much it actually takes to get yep. in there. Both classes, you can do each one for $40, or you can do both for $75.
But you get a lot of good learning there.
I know. I feel like that's a really good investment if you really believe that you think you may have, you know, something.
You know, it's interesting. I've taken 12 applications, I think, so far for the Stone Arch Festival for food products.
Yeah.
And 8 of the 12 are businesses by people of color.
Oh, great.
We have a lot of immigrants coming into the food space.
Great.
Yeah, it is great.
Oh, I love that. I know. I mean, I think that there's a lot of things. I'm excited for the Dripping Root to open up. Mm-hmm. You know, looks like she's already starting to sell juices for cleanses. And then she's going to open up in the Minnehaha area, you know, soon. Or I think in February to March.
Yeah.
There you go.
So